The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
I am fine. I'm ready for a summer of maintenance. Bring it on here. The official start of summer is practically upon us. Great time for some warm weather home maintenance projects. What can I maintain myself to save on house calls?
Air conditioning condensers, for one, because paying attention to them can also save on fuel bills.
How?
Well, if you keep your AC in peak condition, it'll be most energy efficient. And before you start on your inspection, though, which I'll go through, just make sure to turn off power to the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Then walk around your air conditioning condenser to see if it's obstructed by vines or shrubs or leaves, and obviously you want to pull or clean those out. And debris also accumulates in the fins, those fine little grids in the
right.
unit. So vacuum those with a vacuum brush to make sure there's a clear airflow. And while you're doing that, you'll probably see some bent fins, and you can actually straighten them gently with a regular dinner knife, or you can buy a fin comb online.
Yeah, not the dinner knife from, like, the good set, necessarily.
No, just some regular old knife.
What if you find the condenser tilted?
Yeah, that's a good point, Gil, because that could affect its efficiency as well. So lay a level on the unit, and if it is tilted, put a shim underneath it. You can also remove the top panel or grill and inspect the fan blades inside for damage, but we don't recommend repairing a bent blade yourself. You can call an expert to replace that for $200 or $300. And by the way, once you have the top of the grill off, the top grill removed, you can reach in there and take out any debris and leaves inside the unit as well.
All right. And, of course, you want to inspect and change your filters inside the HVAC or the indoor heating and cooling system unit.
Yes, for sure. But do you ever inspect your thermostat, Gil?
No. Can't say I have.
Well, you could just remove the cover and use a Q-tip to clean dust and dirt, because that could shorten the life of the thermostat.
All right. Good tip.
One more thing related to heating and cooling I just thought of, and that is look at your exposed ductwork in your basement or attic to see if there's any peeling duct tape or loose fittings around the seams. One way to notice that is if you see dirt streaks along a seam or what have you, that's an indication that air is escaping.
All right. This is really helpful information. What else can I inspect myself?
Well, your roof, believe it or not, and you don't have to do any mountaineering. You can inspect from the ground with a pair of binoculars, and that is my preferred way because I just won't do heights.
Okay, so I got my binoculars. What am I looking for here?
Look for cracked caulk or rust spots on the flashing.
Flashing is that sheet metal, of course, that ensures water doesn't get into joints and wall construction.
Right, right. And also eyeball your roof for shingles that are buckling, curling, or blistering, or missing or broken shingles, and then look for cracked or worn rubber boots. Those are the things that protect vent pipes from water leaks, and see if there's a missing, your chimney cap is missing or damaged. And also look for moss. A lot of moss could mean the roof is decaying underneath.
And if you want more tips, of course, you can always go to houselogic.com/radio for more maintenance tips. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, great tips this week. As always, thanks for being with us. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.